أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونوحا إذ نادى من قبل فاستجبنا له فنجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم ونصرناه من القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فأغرقناهم أجمعين صدق الله العظيم. Last we discussed in detail the story of Hazrat Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, bearing in mind that the surah is Surah Anbiya, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks sometimes in detail, sometimes briefly about some of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and together with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, and very, very briefly mention was made of the offspring of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Ishaq and Yaqub. Here in these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again very briefly speak about another Nabi, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa nuhan, and remember Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, idh nada min qabl, when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam called before him, before Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and as a matter of fact, before all the Anbiya that were mentioned, before Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam also, what did he call out? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about what his call was, but we all know and understand, 950 years, this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plus minus, invited his qawm, invited his people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only did they not accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they had created great difficulties for Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. They subjected him to some persecution. In the kitabs of history, we will find that amongst the persecution with which they persecuted this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was one such that when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam would come out to his community, then they would get hold of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. They will wrap him up into a blanket, and then they will tie that blanket till Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam would begin to choke. And when he would choke, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam would faint, he would become unconscious. And in that state, sometimes they would think that he has lost his life, then they would take him and they would throw him back into his house, hoping that he would die in this condition and in this state. But when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam would get up, he would make dua for his people, and he would say, Allahumma gfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, forgive my people, for certainly they do not know. They do not know what is right, they do not know what is wrong, they do not know what is iman and what is kufr. So hence when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam saw that his people now did not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no hope for their iman, they rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they became a means of and a barrier for others, stopping others from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that point in time, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam made dua. The Quran Kareem narrates two duas of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Anni maghloobun fantasir. One dua that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, certainly I am overpowered, Allah, you help me. The other dua that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam made when he saw that his people will not accept Islam, Rabbi la tadhar ala al-ardi min al-kafirin dayyara. O Allah, do not leave on this earth any kafir, and do not leave any home of a kafir, because a kafir is going to give birth to a kafir, and the result is that they will only be kufr on the surface of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point in time says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Then we accepted this dua of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Obviously, it was years that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam made the effort of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we delivered him, we emancipated him and his family, مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, from the great distress. Obviously, the one son of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was also amongst those who disbelieved, were excluded from the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Karb al-Azim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here, the great distress, was that of the floods
in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, wa nasarnahu min al-qawm al-lazina kazzabu bi-ayatina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further emphasizes that we assisted Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu salam from that community, kazzabu bi-ayatina, who refuted, who rejected our signs, our verses, and that was the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahum kanu qawma so'in. Certainly they were a people that were evil. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we had drowned all of them altogether. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly speaks about this Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and he had spared no moment, he had spared no time in inviting his people towards Allah, but they did not accept Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.